In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That was the final call. Chiefs losing to the Texans, being eliminated from contention for the AFC West.
Collinsworth crying on the broadcast was a little much, didn't you think?
See, you got to remember, though, that the Patriots were the Chiefs, so they got a lot of this stuff. But Fitzy, back here on WEEI Afternoons, by the way. But Fitzy, there are a lot of people that believe at least the first iteration, to steal a word from the Boston Celtics, of the Chiefs dynasty is dead. First of all, before we start comparing and contrasting and talk, do we believe that this is the end of the Chiefs dynasty, or could this be a hiccup and all of a sudden it's a reset, remotivation, Fitzy?
It's the end of chapter one, if they so choose. They still have the two most important pieces in place, or three, really, since we always like to say Kraft, Belichick, Brady. They have the Hunt family ownership. They have Andy Reid at head coach, and you have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. So if they so choose to double down and recommit to the effort it's going to take to revamp that roster, and Mahomes to get in better shape, and Andy Reid to dig deeper in his bag with his play calling and find a way to rise to the level of the talent that has slowly but surely taken over in his division, then yeah, this is the end of chapter one. It is not. The kingdom has fallen, as I've said many a time in the recent week plus here on the station, but it's not over unless they choose it to be.
Who's mostly responsible for the demise of the Chiefs this year, you guys think?
That's a good question.
Patrick, I think it's roster building.
You think it's roster building?
I think there's something to be said for that. I think the talent has diminished as you have an aging Travis Kelce, who's not as good as he once was. And, I mean, he's had a better year than you gave him credit for yesterday. I mean,
he's done.
He's got like 50-something catches, 700 yards, 5 touchdowns, I'm going to say off the top of my head.
And 5 interceptions
Swift.
That he's
and
caused.
And a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so he's
and
not
a partridge in the pear tree.
Right.
You didn't get a new Tyreek Hill, right? You moved on from Tyreek Hill.
They've tried.
Right. Like Xavier Worthy's supposed to be that guy. They bring in various guys. I just think there's diminished talent around him. And I know Patriots fans won't want to hear this, but I don't watch every Chiefs game. But there's a lot of numbers out there about how many dropped passes that Patrick Mahomes has had to deal with this year.
Kermit the Frog here.
Absolutely. Now, do I put some of it on him? Yes, absolutely. We talked a little bit about it last week. Do I think he's as driven and as motivated as Tom Brady? No, I don't. You can't look like that and act like that and be a maniacal competitor, do anything to win. I think he does anything to win, Ted, during the game, right, for 60 minutes on Sunday. But is he doing everything he can to win during the week, during the offseason, during the year?
That's what I wonder. I mean, you know, and I always say that you can look at the person's physique and tell you really kind of if a person's in really good shape, then I like to think that they're disciplined not only in the gym but in the other aspects of their life.
Right.
You know, you look at Patrick Mahomes, who's a little doughy, and even at his own, he's even admitted as much. You wonder, is he as committed and as diligent and is refined as a leader as he needs to be? And I'm not so sure. Are we going to hear stories like we heard about Tom, and I've given a million stories of when he first stepped in, took over for Drew, how he acted in practice. Does he raise the level of practice intensity like TB12 did for us? I'm not so sure. I don't hear many stories of that. I look at Patrick Mahomes and I just go, you know, he's more of a guy that is really chasing calls than he is a guy almost trying to make plays.
Right.
So I almost put more of it, you know, you got Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy. You know, I mean, those aren't whatever. Rashee Rice, second rounder. I mean, we know Xavier Worthy is the speedster, the late first round guy that they got.
Yep.
So there are players. I think Mahomes is, I put more of it, quite honestly, on Mahomes. And then maybe a little bit of Andy Reid, in just in part, because do you guys remember, everybody's been talking about that 4th-and-1 decision that they did. It was a terrible call. I mean, it was obviously a kind of a field position game. And here's Andy Reid going for it on his own, whatever, 35-yard line, 4th-and-1. It was, Andy Reid was influenced by Patrick Mahomes. Because if you watch that play, the previous play, Patrick Mahomes gets up and he looks over to the sideline. It's 4th-and-1, and he sees that they're sending the punt team out, and he just whines and throws his hands like, "Oh man, really?" And Andy Reid changes his mind, and so he says, "All right, let's go for it."
Right.
And so there's not a lot of conviction from the head coach. He's clearly the quarterback wanted him to go for it, so he did, and you saw the results. So you wonder a little bit about Andy Reid's decision making, but. It is kind of fascinating to talk about the two dynasties. Who would you say, without looking, had the best first half of the dynasty? If these are two teams that are competing for the best dynasty, who do you think had the best part of the dynasty? If we think the Chiefs are over now, how would you compare the Chiefs' first run at it, comparatively speaking, to the Patriots' first run at it?
Go ahead, Fitzy.
Chiefs had the better first half.
Yep.
Chiefs went to 5 Super Bowls. They were in the AFC Championship 8 straight seasons. Yep. Like that's seven straight seasons. Excuse me. Yep. Like that's awesome. I mean, I understand how good the Patriots were too later on, but that's 5 still beats 4 anytime.
Yeah,
and that's it. So it's 7. So the Patriots, and they both had a kind of a non-year. One Brady's first year was really not. We don't count that, and we don't count Mahomes' first year. And then 2008 is when he hurt himself. That was theoretically the 7th year or 8th year, but we don't count that either. So if you just look at the first 8 years when they were both healthy, it's the Chiefs have the better kind of dynasty than the Patriots by a small margin.
So my question to you is, and I don't want to put you on the spot. I don't know if you even have an answer. Like, which is the best Chiefs team, and how does that measure up to your best Patriots team? Because I think there's also value in that. I think your 04 team was the best team of any of these teams.
Yeah.
If you had some little mythical Madden tournament simulation, I think that 04 team was dominant. So that makes
me
lean that way just a little bit, because that might be the best team. But you're right. In terms of pure numbers, Super Bowl's gone too, like, the numbers don't lie. They're there in front of you. The one thing I will say, though, from a Patrick Mahomes standpoint is this the wake-up call? Was it coming too easily for him? MVP, first year as a starter, Super Bowls, wins. Like, I always go to the playoffs. I always go to the AFC title game. You guys had that 0-2 season. There was a little reality check in there between first Super Bowl and then becoming a dynasty with those next two.
Yep.
Is there any chance this is the... Because it's easy to be fat in the offseason when it always works, right?
Yeah.
If you do the same thing every offseason, you eat, you don't work that hard, and you go to the Super Bowl, how are you going to learn a lesson? No, I'm doing enough, right? But now you miss the playoffs. Could this be the wake-up call?
Yeah. It's interesting. Can you imagine, put it in perspective what the Patriots did. Can you imagine if, say, the dynasty is over for the, for now, it's taking a break. This is the Chiefs won their last Super Bowl 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then can you imagine another 8 years of not winning a Super Bowl and then starting their second? Like, the Patriots, after I retired, the Patriots didn't win a Super Bowl for 10 years. and so...
Connection?
I think so, maybe. The Chiefs, think about it, chances are they're not going to even get to the playoffs, so they're not winning the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
So are they going to go another 9 years without winning a Super Bowl and then going on another magical run after that?
I can't see it.
No way. And it's, what do you think about, what was a, an event that happened here with the Patriots that kind of got Brady's dire up, got him going. And it really, I think, rejuvenated him and got the dynasty back on track the second time.
Does it rhyme with Jimmy Garoppolo?
That's it, brother. It's it. I almost think Patrick Mahomes needs something like that. You know, like they need to
imagine
go out.
Imagine if they drafted a quarterback.
You go draft a quarterback.
Oh, I like it.
But it wasn't until 2014.
Right.
Bill didn't draft one in 2009 or 10 or 11 or 12 or 13.
Right.
So, it wouldn't be fair to maybe do that to Patrick Mahomes now. But in the next 3 or 4 years, if you see similar type play, you go, hey, maybe this guy needs. And I can't imagine Patrick Mahomes playing as long as Tom because he's out of the pocket so much.
Right.
He runs a lot more than Tom does, and he gets hit a lot more. And he doesn't look like a guy. And he's always limping, and he always looks like he's hurt. I just can't see him physically lasting, honestly, another, 6 to 8 years, let alone another 14 years.
And then the same question, Fitzy, is with the age of Andy Reid. Can he wait 8 years and then, we'll start another dynasty with me and Patrick when I'm now mid-70s? I think he's in his mid-60s right now. So if he goes 8 years, he's going to be in his 70s, which we've all seen. Coaches age, Pete Carroll, not great. Bill Belichick, not great. Some of these guys. So I don't know. It's really hard to envision, unless they do it really quickly. That would be the one thing, Fitzy, is like have a quick reset, and a year or two from now, they're back on like a 3-year window.
Yeah, I think this ends up going more like the way it did with Dallas or with San Francisco. You'll have to bring in a Switzer or, in the case of San Francisco, like a Seifert. Like Bill Walsh, Andy Reid, they did their thing at first. Then George Seifert will come in, take over. It'll be similar, but you'll have someone just a little younger and things will be a little different. I just can't see Andy Reid lasting another 10 years. That's too much. That's such a massive commitment. And to think Bill still coached for a couple of years after he forced Brady out or Brady left, however you choose to view that. Like it's too much. They've got probably 4 or 5 years left to try to maybe win one or two more. It's going to take, as I pointed out with that whole 2009 Patriots season comparison, it's going to take a 2010 Patriots, an awesome draft where you get 3 starters, bare minimum, out of the draft. The Chiefs cannot afford to screw around in free agency or the draft. They need good health, a great draft, and great free agency next year.
And do they have it? One of the more impressive, I think, superpowers of Tom Brady is his staying ability. Just the ability to do the same thing year after year, show up for 20 years he did that, which I've always thought was insanely impressive. Does Mahomes strike you as a guy that wants to do this for another 12 years to match, Tom's, time here in New England? I just can't envision. He doesn't strike me as a guy that is that kind of mentality, that kind of killer, gifted player, no doubt. But I just don't know if he's as maniacal as Tom is. So I'm not. Last year, when they won it 2 years ago, I was like, these guys actually might catch us in that. No. No, and I told people starting in 2020, don't worry about the Chiefs. They'll never come close. And then all of a sudden, they go to 3 out of 4, and you're like, oh, boy. But I feel like I don't see another kind of run in them years from now.
617-779-7937. Let's mix in some of the callers. Let's go to Jim in Weymouth. What's up, Jim?
How you doing, guys?
Good. Hey.
Yeah, you mentioned the 04 Patriots team, and for my money, the 03 and 04 Patriots team, either one of those teams would beat the 07 Patriots. More complete teams, and they went 14-2 back-to-back years and back-to-back Super Bowls.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
It's I just can't imagine our defenses would have – we wouldn't have an answer for Randy Moss, but then you got Wes Welker.
Yeah.
So, those are obviously two beasts. I don't know. I just think we in big games we would have had answers for those guys. I know it sounds, obviously where I'm sitting because I was on those teams, but we just were from a defensive standpoint, we were so dialed in. In that Patriots 07 defense, it was all offense. And I just, I would put a better defense against a number one offense any day.
And I think it also helps your case for the 04 team that we saw the Giants defense beat the Patriots.
That's
right. That unbeatable offense was beaten on the biggest stage. So it's not that hard for us to envision Willie McGinnis and Bill Belichick and Ted Johnson and these guys coming together, Ty Law, and beating that offense. So I think there's some truth to that. I still say that 04 team would beat any Chiefs team, would beat any Patriots team. I think that 04 team was stuck.
Can you think of a time, any time in once Brady started for the Patriots in 2001 that he lost three games at home or was 1-5 on the road or was 0-6 in one score games?
No.
I bet you never, not once in all the years.
No.
Even the 10-year span where they didn't win the Super Bowls, was there ever a time in which they had that on their resume?
So you brought up Andy Reid and his part in this, and in his part maybe kowtowing to Mahomes on a call or whatever. I was one of those that thought Andy Reid was kind of nipping at Belichick's heels for the best coach in the NFL of this generation, winning Super Bowls, doing it, you know, dynasty, and then give him credit for Eagles and what he did there, goes to the Super Bowl, could have beaten you if Donovan McNabb didn't
with
throw up on himself.
With different quarterbacks. That's the important thing about Andy Reid. Is what is his resume with the different quarterbacks?
But does this little departure from the postseason, dynasty dying, does this derail
that? It doesn't if it's a one-off.
Yeah.
If it's just a one-off, no.
Just a reset.
It's just if it's a reset and recalibration, I don't think it hurts his chances of theoretically, arguably, you know, catching up to Belichick and being considered – the better coach at the end of the day.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul in Providence. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call tonight. I just want to talk a little bit about winner's mentality as opposed to champion's mentality. I think everybody in the pros, whatever sport it is, has a winner's mentality. You know how to win. And I think ability gets you to championships once in a while, as is Patrick Mahomes and Peyton Manning and guys like that. But the championship mentality, the Tom Brady's, the Michael Jordan's, the Kobe Bryant's, the Tiger Woods, these guys go above and beyond. They have ice in their veins. I mean, these guys get championships. That's all they strive for. So I do think that the Chiefs dynasty is over. They don't have a Tom Brady. They don't have somebody that's willing to do what champions do. I just like your thoughts on that.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
It's interesting, and I'm gonna all you Belichick, you know, people that want to, you know, come at me. It's Tom Brady that was the key to the whole ecosystem. He raised the level of the coaches and the players, and this idea that we were doing things that nobody else was doing. It was all Tom Brady. Does Patrick Mahomes strike you as a guy that is going to lift up an entire organization? For instance, you know who lifted up organizations when he was the quarterback? Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. He left the Colts. He goes to the Broncos. You have a lot of their front office people are getting caught for drunk driving. It was a whole mess. It was embarrassing. A lot of stuff going on. And all of a sudden, they go to Super Bowls and win Super Bowls because of Peyton Manning's his professionalism, his leadership, just everyone kind of game went up when he got there and gave him credibility. That's what Tom gave to this organization for 20 years.
Fitzy, this is a fun idea from the 508. Mahomes needs TB12. If he reached
out. That is exactly what he needs. He needs to. And listen, Andy, like we can't. Yes, he has admitted that he loves Coors Light and ice cream. So that makes him very relatable. I imagine yourself, you'd probably
absolutely
understand.
Throw in a little eggnog.
We all would be like, Tom's not very relatable. Yeah, but you won championships.
Yeah, I can relate to his winning.
But Patrick Mahomes, like when you watch, watch stuff about him and see the quarterback series, like puts in a crap ton of work in the offseason, mostly just to maintain his fluidity. Focusing on kind of training like a shortstop since has the baseball genes in the family, etc. But what he needs to do is now introduce that next level stuff, anti-inflammation, the right kind of food, keep the mental agility on top because, when you're getting called out to restaurant openings and you have to go to premieres with your wife and you got three kids at home, like we can all attest to that as too. It's flipping exhausting. He needs to he's got to rededicate himself in a lot of ways. Yeah. Like he needs to clear the crap out of his life and focus back on football, which is crazy to say about arguably top five figure in the NFL.
But we're telling him to be somebody maybe he's not.
Right.
I don't want the Chiefs to catch us, so I don't want to give him any advice. But my guess is, if I had to bet from what I've seen so far, I don't see the mindset that Brady had. And so at the end of the day, I'm not really worried about it. I just don't think he's – not everybody's wired like Tom Brady. right? So Tom can go talk to him. But you know what? If Patrick isn't open to making the changes that he needs to, then it's going to be, you know, what we all think is, which is probably it's going to fizzle out and this will be the end of it.
We keep using the Brady comparison. And I do wonder, Ted, you know, you're the closest thing we have to somebody who knows Tom Brady well enough. If Mahomes reached out to him, would he be receptive to it? Would
he
put him on the TB12 plan? Would he let Alex work with him or whatever?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
He'd even though it could, chasing him as the greatest of all time in the dynasty and all that.
There's something about when you're removed from the game for long enough that you want to get back to the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can get back to the game any way I can, I love doing it. So I think time away from the game gives you that perspective, and it's an honor that someone as great as Patrick Mahomes wants to know what your secrets were. And I'm sure he would be more than happy to tell him what worked for him, what didn't work for him, what he needs to do, what he thinks he needs to do. Tom would be very open to that discussion.
Interesting. Dan Ball?
I wonder who the Garoppolo is, though, that they need to draft.
Well, that could be down the road. Dan Ball?
Now, to be fair, that conversation would have to happen in front of the camera so Brady could make his money off of it.
Well, I mean, he does have a production company, and I think there's a give and take there. The other name, we keep bringing up Brady because that's the football one. The other name I think of is, because I could see Patrick Mahomes, if you're really motivated, you reach out this offseason, right, to different people. Isn't Tiger Woods another one of those guys? Like, I won the tournament, but I'm going to reinvent my swing because I want to win the tournament by more strokes next year, right? He was maniacal in that way. And if that's what he wants to be, those are the guys he would sort of consult with, reach out to this offseason. Now, I don't know if he is.
I don't either. Did we get signs that Tom Brady wanted to be the best ever early in his career or even by year eight? Let's just say by year eight.
Yes.
I feel like we did.
Absolutely.
Do we get that? Do you hear Patrick Mahomes talk in those terms? I want to play till I'm 40 or whatever. I want to play and I want to get as many. I want to catch. You know, like the beauty of Tiger Woods is he kind of always let it known he wants to catch Jack Nicklaus. Like it was never does he want to be like the best ever? Like, does he want to get to Jack's 18? I think Tiger was pretty open about that was his goal. I don't know if I've ever heard Patrick Mahomes talk about what his goals are long term.
Brady always wanted to be mentioned in the same breath as Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's almost 4:30. You know what that means? Well, two good things. There's the gift that is Brian Hoyer, but there's also the gift that is QB Under the Tree, another autographed football by a current or former Patriots quarterback. Stick around for
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
that. Before we get to our guy, Brian Hoyer, it's time to give away another gift.
Folks, it's WEEI's QB Under the Tree. Be caller 10 now at 617-931-0937. If you know the correct play call, you can win an autographed Patriot quarterback football.
My boy squeaked out football.
From Under the Tree.
That's right. Be caller number 10 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937, and you can win yourself an autographed football. Ted Johnson has worked his way over the tree. He's shaking it. He's going to start unwrapping it. It put up quite a fight last time he did this. He's a loud unwrapper. Reminder that customers can order their premium freshly cut tree setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston. Ted Johnson, what's on that ball you just opened?
It's a good one.
What do you got?
I can't read it exactly, but if I had to guess, it reads Drake and May.
Oh.
Drake May
football Drake for May the folks. Football.
Wow. That's about as good as you can get, question mark?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Could there
Maybe.
Be a better option out there?
I've heard. Know.
Steve Grogan is pretty sweet in this market.
I've also heard that somebody was stacking the footballs for the rest of the week, and they thought one was a little underinflated. That might be set for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying if I were you, I would know the play call given out by the Greg Hill Show tomorrow morning, and I'd be listening here on WEEI Afternoons tomorrow at 4:30 as we'll give another football away. But right now we go to the guest line. It's time to talk to a former Patriots quarterback, Brian Hoyer. How are we doing this week?
What's up, B?
I mean, are you guys just rubbing it in my face that you're giving away signed quarterback footballs and didn't ask me to sign any? I mean, it's a little rude if that's me.
Hey, you want to sign one, send it in. We'll give it away.
That's such a good point.
I know definitely Andy Hart doesn't want one of those.
No, man, you could sign it like all the different signatures for all the teams. I think that would be an awesome collectible, man.
There you go. I'll put every number on for each team,
right.
The number that I was with a different signature.
Do you have a good autograph? Because Drake was actually admitting yesterday when we talked to him that he might need to work on his autograph, change it, make it a little cooler.
I suggest
you think
he
so?
Works on
he said he's going to. He said he's going to change it.
I think
it.
He should. I don't know. Brian, have you seen his signature? What do you think?
I haven't. The one that I've seen that really baffles me is Hunter Henry, because there's not an H in the entire signature, although his first and last name both start with H. I'd like to say mine's pretty respectable.
Okay. So the Patriots had the bye weekend. And if you pay attention to things like MVP odds or power rankings, they took a little slip back. Everybody likes the Rams again. They like Matthew Stafford again. If you were still a member of the New England Patriots, what took place this week and how do you get back the momentum that maybe took a little hiatus?
Yeah, I think I was talking with David Andrews about this today, and just like, you know, physically, yeah, you can get some recovery in, and it's nice to not go out there and move your, you know, batter your body, especially if you're a guy who's hitting. But it's more about the mental and emotional break that you get. And we kind of joked, like, even if we took a staycation into the city in Boston, just to, like, get out of your house and get out of that normal routine to give yourself a little bit of break. Because the one thing I always felt at the bye week, especially when things were going well, was like, yeah, it's great, but I kind of want to get back at it because I don't want to lose what we had. And so, you know, we would always, you know, one time we drove up to Vermont for a night or two and stayed there. So at least you felt like you could get away and then come back refreshed. So I think it's more, you know, it's great for the guys who've been injured. It's another week for them to get healthy. I know I saw Jared Wilson back out there practicing on Monday, but more so for the mental and emotional side and kind of take care of, you know, your personal life matters, because, you know, the next – hopefully 8 to 9 week stretch is going to be a big one.
Hey, Brian, last night on the breakdown, we talked about kind of the best aspects of this offense. And I'm curious, you know, what you think is the kind of bread and butter go-to concept or play that this offense has that they can lean on throughout the rest of this season. Is there a play or a concept that you think is kind of the bread and butter for this offense?
I mean, I don't think we can narrow it down to one certain play. I think the one thing that they do a great job is having plays that are married together. So if they're running gap scheme runs 1 week, then the play action pass tends to be off of the gap scheme. If they're running some zone wide zone plays, then we see more of the boots. And I think Josh and his staff have done a good job of recognizing what works best against that particular defense. And so, you know, that's the beauty of a game plan offense is you can be selective of what you think is going to work well. I think ultimately, anytime Drake May is throwing the football has worked well. He's efficient. He protects the football and a good mix. And we saw that last week against the Giants. You know, there's the quick hitting passes. There's the times where they're going to chip the defensive ends and make sure they handle the edge rushers and maybe throw it down the field, whether it's a deep in cut or, you know, I thought Drake did a tremendous job. We talked about it going into the game last week. You know, you're not really sure what you're going to get from this guy as the new coordinator for the Giants. And on the touchdown pass to Kyle Williams, he changes the protection. He signals a route because he thinks the all-out blitz is coming. They kind of bail out of it, and he goes to the one-on-one and gets to Kyle Williams. And so it's just him going through the process of what to do and executing it, and it's been tremendous.
Brian, did you ever get geeked up to play against another certain team or specifically another quarterback, like the way I imagine it would be hard for Drake May not to, given the theater that him versus Josh Allen would be, what the stakes are, and the fact that he's been compared to him his whole NFL career?
Yeah, I think, look, there's always a little bit of when you're going against another quarterback that maybe you respect or you emulate or whoever it might be. And I'm not trying to speak for Drake. I think for me, in my own right, like, you know, when I was in Houston, I played against the Patriots and against Tom, and that was a game that I wanted to perform my best in. So I'm sure, you know, Drake is feeling the same way. But ultimately, you know, you're not playing against that quarterback, right? He's on the field when you're not and vice versa. And so for me, it was always trying to focus on what do I need to do to obviously execute our offense, hopefully maybe keep the ball out of his hands a little bit more and be efficient and have longer drives. I think that would really help the Patriots win this week is if they can have some of those 12, 14 play drives that take 7-8 minutes off the clock, because as we saw with Josh Allen this past Sunday, he had another performance that reminds you of why he was the MVP last year, right? So, you know, offensively, you might think, yeah, it's great to hit these deep passes, but I think there's an element of gamesmanship and how you want to play this week and try to have some drives that keep Josh off the field.
Former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. Brian, we always hear about self-scouting during the bye week and maybe breaking some tendencies and things of that nature. But is there also a balance of you hit the bye week having won 10 games in a row, you're 11-2. Maybe we just do what we do. Like, let's not overthink it. Is there sort of a balance there of breaking tendencies but sticking to do what you do well this point in the season?
Yeah, it's all of it. And actually, I would encourage people, last week on the bye week, we actually had Josh McDaniels come in and we interviewed him for our podcast that'll drop tomorrow, the Quick Snap podcast. And we, you know, having been in the meeting room with Josh, Josh is the best at self-scout and he's brutally honest too. And David kind of joked with them like, yeah, you know, come in and you'd show, all right, we're really good at these runs. We're really good at these runs, but we stink at these runs. And we really either need to get better or just scrap them and say, we'll work on it in the offseason, especially with where they're at. And so he's very honest. He's very self-critical of where the offense is. And you always, like you said, the things you're doing great, you're going to continue to do them and dress them up in different ways. You know, so teams aren't always seeing the same look. The things that you feel like you're doing okay but can improve on, you're going to work on those things. And then there's certain things that you just say, look, it hasn't worked all year. We've tried to do it several different ways. We're scrapping that. We're getting rid of it and cutting the fat, so to speak. So he does a tremendous job of that. I've been in those meetings, and I would expect them, you know, to add some wrinkles to the things that they've done really well.
So, Brian, we've been talking about the Chiefs. You know, it feels as if at least, you know, the Chiefs are done for this year, just 6-7. I can't imagine a scenario in which they, you know, maybe they get to the playoffs. I just can't imagine them doing much noise. But it just feels like the time might be winding down for this dynasty. And I'm curious just your thoughts on Patrick Mahomes. Do you think, you know, does he have a chance at all to catch, you know, Tom Brady as far as length of career and accolades and accomplishments that Tom did? I mean, he's essentially got to play 14 more years to have the same length of career that Tom Brady had. But I'm just, what do you think of Patrick Mahomes, his mindset, how he approaches the game, and do you see him ever catching Brady in those accomplishments with him being 8 years into his career?
Well, first and foremost, I have the utmost respect for Patrick Mahomes. What he was able to do early in his career was, I mean, quite other than Tom, was kind of unseen. But I will say this, and obviously I'm biased, there will never be another Tom Brady. There will never be a run of what he did. And I kind of came along in the middle of his career, and we, you know, I wasn't around for any bad seasons of like what the Chiefs are enduring right now. And there's still a chance. I think they have like a 10% chance they could still get in. And that's why you kind of always hold your breath because of Mahomes' magic. But I think he's been forced to do too much. He's pressing. You can see it when he's playing. And I just don't see it. Now, I will say, you know, there was a lull between Super Bowl champions, right? There was like a 10-year drought, but there wasn't, yep, you know, missing the playoffs drought when Tom was the quarterback. I know 08, I still believe they were 11-5 with Castle, but didn't, yep, make the playoffs. But, you know, I saw a stat, which is just insanity. Tom Brady never took a snap as a quarterback where he was out of playoff contention. I mean, when you think about that really puts things into perspective. And so I'm not saying that Mahomes and the Chiefs might reload and have another chance at trying to build it back. But right now, you know, it certainly doesn't look like it's going to happen this year. And having been a part of some of those eras of Tom Brady's career, I just think in this generation, it's too hard. You can't keep teams together the way you used to. And ultimately, you know, the way Tom approached it and then, you know, had the injury and reassessed his entire career, you know, the TB12 method, Alex Guerrero, all of those things, I just don't think there'll be another person who could ever sustain that.
All right. You were one of the first people I thought of earlier today when we found out Philip Rivers just signed with the Indianapolis Colts, which, again, Hoyer, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Like, someone's going to reach out. You're gonna have, like, did they reach out to you? Would you, like, you got to make yourself available. And also, how do you think this goes for him?
So I did see, you know, that they signed with the practice squad, and you know, it's a matter of how are they going to play this with him. I look, for me, you know, I could throw. There's no doubt in my mind that I could go in and hop in and throw. I take one hit from a guy like Myles Garrett, I'm just going to lay on the field and they can cart me off. And so that's the one thing, if I'm Philip, that I'd be concerned. He hasn't been – I looked it up. He hasn't played since 2020. That's 5 years. And look, 44 is still young, and Philip's a big dude. But, I mean, you're a grandpa, and you want to go out and play in the NFL. It just seems wild to me, but – would that be an amazing story if he gets thrust in there and they make the playoffs? Oh. It would just be incredible.
I did
read he was coaching, you know, his son in high school, and they were running the Colts offense in that high school. So it's not that he doesn't know the system. That'll be the easy part.
Before we let you go, Brian, I just want to tell you, if you and Dave go back to Vermont again, I don't know if you get a chance, but the two bye weeks we had in the 2003-04 going into the playoffs, Larry Izzo and I took our wives to a place called Twin Farms. If you've never been to Twin Farms in Vermont, go check it out. Have you been
there? I've heard of it.
Oh, you got to check it out.
I've never heard of it. Awesome. I want to go. It's just been trying to find the right time. But no, it sounds incredible. A lot of people have compared it to a place I went to in Tennessee called Blackberry Farm. Yep. So I'm looking forward to getting up there. That's awesome.
Go check it out.
I believe we also owe a congratulations to you and the entire Hoyer family for a state title victory for Zavarian.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, look, I just try to do my little due diligence and help out with the quarterbacks on Mondays and Tuesdays. The kids did an incredible job. Will Wood was absolutely on fire, 10 of 15 for like 342, something crazy like that. Receivers, Christian McIntyre, Dave Shivigato, shout out to them. And then ultimately, St. John's Prep made it a hell of a game, and it got down to the wire, and Zavarian did a tremendous job. I'm proud of that team, and look, I'm not taking any credit. They all did it. The coaches, Al Fornaro, great job.
Al's the man. He's a character, that guy. I've met him a few times. Good dude.
He's old school. You know what? You would love playing for him, Ted, because he's a true throwback.
Yeah, I believe it. I totally see that in him. It's great to see that program doing as good as it's done.
So real quick before we let you go, who are you picking for Sunday afternoon?
Oh, I'm taking the Patriots.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely taking the Patriots. I think we see Drake May get his first 300-yard football game, and I do believe it comes down to another game-winning field goal, and they set it up and send the fans home, hat and T-shirt game, and we'll get to see the reaction in the locker room.
Yeah. All right, Brian, appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, bud.
Brian Hoyer, former Patriots quarterback, and speaking of current Patriots quarterbacks, we just unwrapped a Drake May autographed football that is going to David B. from Plymouth. You got yourself a Drake May football. Also, with what we talked to Drake about yesterday and that he might update his autograph, Couldn't that make these early autographs more rare if he changes it in his second season, then wins the MVP? And you're like, I got one of the originals. I got before he was big time, before he was putting MVP or his number on it. So this is a special collectible. And reminder, you need to have our play call tomorrow morning, 7:30 on the Greg Hill Show. They're going to give away a football. I think it's a really cool one. If I were you, I'd be listening, and I would call in with the play call that is Ringo 5. That's Ringo 5. You need that tomorrow morning, Greg Hill Show, to win yourself a very, very important autographed football. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to react a little bit to Brian Hoyer and some of the things he said. I was most interested with his comments on Josh McDaniels and self-scouting. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That was Brian Hoyer just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. Joining us on a Tuesday, as he does every week. One of the best in the business, breaking it down for us. And his knowledge of Josh McDaniels is also very beneficial. Because we know Josh is such a focal point of what's going on with Drake May's development in the offense. And Brian puts that in perspective for us each week. And this week, it's about self-scouting, that he's one of the best in the business at self-scouting. And he'll be very honest. And if you suck at something, he's going to be like, we suck. It's too late. Let's just get rid of this. What is your experience, Ted, with self-scouting? Because you were on a lot of good teams. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure during bye weeks, Romeo Crennel or whoever was like, or Bill, this isn't good enough. Like, as a player, when you're rolling, what's that self-scouting meeting process
like? It's not like you think it is. It's not that big of a deal. Like, we, you know, when Parcells was here, we'd practice 3 days in the bye. You know, now they hardly practice at all.
I think they had the week off.
So what are they working on when they're away with their families? They're not working on anything. So, and then when they get back, they're going into game prep for the next opponent. So there's really not, I just think that idea that they get a lot of stuff figured out in the bye week is kind of an old theory, old thinking, way of thinking. It used to be that way. It's just not that much anymore. And really, they don't tell us what we're good at, what we suck at. They just call call the games differently, or they game plan differently. You know, the coaches, I think, are working on it, but the players are away doing their thing. They're not being involved in that kind of self-scouting, if you will. That's really more of the coaches, so the players weren't as involved in that process as people like to think.
And are there coaches that you noticed were better at it than others? Like, clearly Brian thinks Josh is really good at that, analyzing his own calls and offense.
I feel like defense is just – I don't know. There's only so many different things you can do.
Right.
I mean, there's, you know, there's a certain, there's only so many coverages you run. Everybody runs them pretty much the same way. It's how do you disguise them. And basically, like Brian said on offense, you kind of put new wrinkles into the things that you're good at, and you set teams up by doing stretch runs in a game, you know, 1 week, and then the next week you hit bootlegs off of that stretch run, and so it's really more, I think, of an offensive type of thing when they're trying to really figure out what works in the red zone, what doesn't, what works in you know, on a third and long, what doesn't, what works on second and one, like nothing on. Or third and one, nothing seems to be the case. But coming up with situationally being better, using the things that they are good at in certain situations, red zone, third down, short yardage, goal line, versus the things that don't. So I think that's kind of what there is more of it. But the players, they're not really told what it is they think that the coaches think they're good at. They just call the game differently, which will reflect how they feel. But they don't tell us players that.
Fitzy, we heard the TED talk earlier where Ted gave us what he wanted to see more of. That was fades down the field, nine routes, some of those, and what he needed to see more of that they haven't done enough of, and that's sort of the moving pocket, the boots in the red zone. If you were doing some of the Patriots self-scouting, what do you want to see more of that's good, and what do you want to see more of that you think can make them better?
Run the ball. And also, score in the goal line. Score in the red zone. Be effective from 8 yards and in. That's what I want. I'm fully confident in Drake May's ability to be able to move the team up and down the field with 5 and 10 and 25-yard, gorgeously threaded, perfectly needled passes. But when they get 15, 10, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and yards in, unless it's a fade to Kayshon Booty or another sort of short little arcing rainbow pass, they can't score. This is what they need to do. I would love to see them own time of possession against Buffalo and run the damn ball.
Do they need to? I mean, they've won 10 games in a row without doing it.
Right. And I also think it's funny. So
I believe they do.
We've bitched all year about their red zone, right? Offense and defense. And they're a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense, both in points and yards. So we can pick nits or whatever you want to call it, not be happy with the... But isn't the main objective to score points and prevent points? And they've done a pretty good job of both of those things, scoring points. So it might not be perfect, and maybe some of the computers don't love it when you start running some of the analytics, but they're scoring enough points to win. They're among the best in the league, and they're giving up among the fewest in the league.
Real quick, when you're talking about basketball, what is the difference between regular season basketball and playoff basketball, do they always say?
You play a lot much better teams.
Well, it's okay. That's obvious. But it becomes a half-court game more.
Right. Physicality.
More of a half-court game. They slow the game down. In football is the same in week one versus the Super Bowl, really. I mean, the only thing that is a factor, that can be a factor, is the weather. And so can you run the football in cold weather? If the elements don't allow you to throw it like you want to, can you run it in cold weather? That's really, to me, the only difference between playoff. I always say this: playoff football is no different than week one. They're playing as hard in week one as they are in the last game of the season. It doesn't matter. So there's really, to me, if they've gotten this far without the running game, you theoretically should think they'll get just as far in the playoffs without running the football.
All right, coming up, it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the drive. We need to get back to these rumors and rumblings. We got Will Fleming now. We all love a good Will Fleming tease, and boy, do we have one for you. That's up next here on WEEI.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.